Felix! Felix, look! Kent cried. We can't... Felix knew what he meant. They were cut off. They'd never hoped to reach the seal through this new surge. He pointed to a relatively clear space in the corner between the bunker's northern face and the northern wall. Not because he had hope or because he had a plan. It was simply a clear space, and the ants were coming. So many, God, so many. Kent followed him. There were perhaps 3 ants in their path. Felix carved through them with his speed and his forearms and his fear. He heard Kent grunting behind him with efforts of his own. And then they were there, in the corner. But he didn't know what to do, where to lead them next. Up onto the walls once more? But here was the hope. Here was the only way home, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't. And the engine... The engine would not come. Dimly, he realized Kent was calling to him, pulling at him frantically. This way, Felix! This way, Felix! He was yelling, and Felix looked where he pointed and saw the squat little cube nestled against the outer wall of the bunker. A door? A hatch? Did it go inside? And then the surge of ants hit them, and he struck out at them, splintering their faded bodies and their poorly honed exoskeletons and their pale, dead, globular eyes. Different somehow, shinier and slippery, or... Felix, the hatch! Help me! Kent shouted from very close. He rocketed a fist through an eye into the brain case of the ant directly before him, killing it instantly, and jamming it up in the clattering hooves of the one behind it. He half leapt into the air, scissoring his legs, and slammed first one, then 2 boots up through the shattering hide of a gaping mandible. Then he spun about, his arms unfolding, and beheaded the one behind against his right wrist. Black blood gushed and sprayed high into the air. But he was gone when it fell, jamming past the bodies of the dead and the reaching claws of the deadly. To Kent, who stood miraculously beside the open hatch, the handle of the hinged door in his hand. His other arm was out before him, blazing apart the rush with a pitifully translucent beam. Inside! Kent yelled. Felix nodded, already in the air. They dropped together into the darkness. The hatch slammed shut over their heads as they struck bottom 5 meters below. It was dead still. Absolute quiet. Absolute emptiness.
Where the hell? Felix asked.
Don't you know? Asked Kent, bewildered.
Just tell me, Kent, because nobody else has, right?
Kent hesitated, taken aback briefly. Then he hurriedly explained.
This is the concussion cellar, in case of artillery. The air in here is supposed to compress instead of the walls of the bunker. Oh, does it work?
Kent shrugged. It's new.
Can we get inside the bunker from in here?
Huh? Yes, we can. I forgot. Here, down the passage.